Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is coming to us live from New York City. Shout outs to everybody on the roads, people at work, getting that money, people chilling at home, the delivery drivers, the security folks, the people going up and down the highways and byways. Thank you for listening all across North America. The show is available on many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. You can tune in on the free Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Let me say it again for the people in the back. Yeah, whatever the back is for you. The free. You got a phone? Put it on your phone. Listen for free. SiriusXM Channel 158. And everybody tuning in on a smart speaker. All you got to do is ask that smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. The show gets started every weeknight, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. What a busy hours. We know about Michigan. We know about their championship victory. Thank you so much to Leroy Horde for joining us last hour. Played for Michigan as a running back, played in the NFL, was an MVP in the Rose Bowl. He's now a midday host, WQAM, down in Miami. Told us about those injured Dolphins as well, besides, I don't want to say gloating, but enjoying the fact that Michigan picked up his first national championship since 1997. Thank you, Leroy, for taking some time to chat with us. You know, Leroy said he's pretty torn as to what the future is going to hold for head coach Jim Harbaugh. Consensus says, I'd say most people, 8 out of 10, maybe 9 out of 10, feel that he is on his way to the NFL. And if he decides to stay at Michigan, good for him. I'd be shocked, but we'll find out sooner than later. A matter of fact, let's listen to his comments from last night. He was asked specifically by a reporter about the NFL, and not even the NFL. Hey, is winning the Super Bowl the next goal for you? This is what Harbaugh had to say.
I just want to enjoy this. And I hope you give me that, you know. Can a guy have that? Does it always have to be, you know, what's next? What's the future? You know, like I said the other day, yeah, I hope to have a future. Hope there's a tomorrow, a day after tomorrow, you know, a next week, a next month, a next year.
Yeah, bottom line is, I don't know what my future holds. Now, that was the answer. I'm exploring all opportunities. That should have been his answer. And either way, let me fill you in on this. I mentioned this last break as well. If you want to take a look at the betting odds, who is favored to win next season's national championship when the field expands to 12 teams? Georgia is your favorite. 17-4. Alabama's next, 6-1 odds. Ohio State, 8-1. Michigan, 9-1. Texas, also 9-1. And then Washington, 60-1. Good luck on a little bit of a comeback, as we know Michael Penix Jr. will be on his way into the NFL. And we'll get into that. You know, what does the future hold for Michael Penix Jr.? Not the best showing last night. He had an opportunity to potentially boost his draft stock, and we'll get into whether or not he missed the boat on that. And we'll get into Draymond, Ja Morant's season-ending injury. We have to touch this. Because yesterday, I don't want to say it was a little bit of a surprise. We had two coaches that were fired. Arthur Smith was let go from the Atlanta Falcons. And then we know Ron Rivera also got the boot from the Washington Commanders. No shocks here at all. I don't know how many 7-win seasons Arthur Smith would have been able to survive with crap quarterback play and an also terrible decision making when it comes down to the offense. And then Ron Rivera, unfortunately, was a glorified mop-up man for Daniel Snyder. He just happened to be a casualty who was still there. And Joshua Harris buys the team for $6 billion. And he, of course, wants to bring on his own people because they weren't having success. You want to start fresh. And so it was a little bit of a shock that there were only two coaches let go yesterday. Today, we had somebody added to the list. His name, Mike Vrabel, the man who's been the Tennessee Titans head coach since 2018, the man who won three Super Bowl championships with the New England Patriots, the man who just all across the NFL has been lauded for A, connecting with his players, and then B, being a smart coach. I mean, he knows how to manipulate the clock. We have seen Mike Vrabel manipulate the clock utilizing penalties for his advantage, whether it's to stop the clock to get more time, whether it's to, you know, intentionally get a penalty to run the. He knows what the hell he's doing. And some of the maneuvers that he has utilized makes you go, well, damn, I'm not an NFL head coach, but I can't even recall coaches even thinking about doing what he just did. And he has done some of these things multiple times, especially when it comes down to clock manipulation. Well, Mike Vrabel is done as the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. I have no idea why. We'll actually hear from their owner, Amy Adams, the daughter of Bud Adams, no longer here with us. He passed away about 10 years ago. She's been running the team since 2015. We know they brought on a new GM, former NFL running back. He came over from the 49ers and ran Carthen. What the hell or why would you get rid of this dude? And Amy Adams Shrunk basically said, the past two seasons, 6 wins this year, 7 wins last year, it's why we gave him the boot.
The last two seasons have been very disappointing. And the fans felt it. I felt it. We made changes last year. And I came to believe we needed to make a change to the coaching staff.
Well, who told you that? Did Rand Carthen tell you that? Of course, he wants to probably go hire his own guy. But what are we doing here? Is it the coach or is it the players on the field? Come on. The Tennessee Titans, let's remember this. This is a squad, and I was shocked that it happened. They went to the AFC Championship game in a 2019 season. They went to the playoffs 3 straight years. When they went to that AFC Championship game, I'm like, what the hell are they doing here? How in the hell were they able to squeeze this out of Ryan Tannehill? I'm looking around and I'm saying to myself, what the hell is going on? And I think we partially know the answer. I mean, Ryan Tannehill, he owes a big part of his check to Derrick Henry, one of the best running backs the NFL has seen over the past 25 years. The man is built like a truck, moves like a truck. It can also move like a smaller car. He might be getting a little bit older right now. Derrick Henry, in their defense, has been the reason why the Tennessee Titans have been able to have success. Now, here's the reality that has nothing to do with Mike Vrabel. Ryan Tannehill is old and cooked. We have seen him throw interceptions to open games, interceptions after halftime, interceptions to end games. Ryan Tannehill is over. Derrick Henry, this past Sunday, addressing the fans in Tennessee, he talked to everybody like he knew his time was over, that his time is up, and now it's time to move on from the Tennessee Titans. And so is it Mike Vrabel's fault that Ryan Tannehill, he squeezed some good juice out of him and now there's nothing left? Is it Mike Vrabel's fault that Derrick Henry is a running back, and we know running backs are devalued. Yeah, we only won 7 games. We only won 6 games. Well, somebody get him some damn players to coach. He's gone now. What a poor excuse. I want to call it a stupid one. I do think it's a stupid excuse. Somebody who might know better than me was an offensive lineman for the Tennessee Titans. Taylor Lewan was a 3-time Pro Bowler for the past decade. He pretty much held things down on the offensive line, didn't play this past season. You want to talk about breaking news? Lewan was on with Rich Eisen this afternoon, earlier today, I should say, when the news broke. And even he, you know, don't take my word for it. Listen to his reaction.
I love Amy, and I love that franchise. I think they just made a mistake. I think they just made a big mistake because Vrabel is going to be just fine. Of all NFL coaches, he's going to be the number one people that the Raiders, the Chargers, the Bears, the Panthers, the Commanders, the Patriots, all those teams are going to look at now and say, we want Mike Vrabel. We need Mike Vrabel because he knows he can instill a culture and he can win games. I think the only person you would put above Mike in the search for a head coach of these vacancies in franchises is going to be Jim Harbaugh. Because of what he was able to accomplish going to a Super Bowl and then also winning a national championship, he's just a more proven head coach at this point. But I think that is a mistake.
Come on. What do I know, right? That guy played. He played for him. He played there. That man is one of the most successful dudes at his position over the past decade. What do I know, right? Oh, well, what about Derrick Henry? Remember I told you the Tennessee Titans, I don't want to say their entire existence, is certainly their offensive existence was able to play off of him. And yeah, I know they had A.J. Brown. That was a beautiful benefit. I mean, outside of that, with a threat of play action, what the hell were the Tennessee Titans going to do offensively? Nothing. Not with Tannehill there. And so Derrick Henry, he spoke to Diana Rossini of The Athletic, and he, one of the best running backs that you will ever see tote the rock, he said he was shocked. Wow. Wow, Derrick Henry said, I'm shocked. Coach Vrabel is a leader of men. He is a great coach and teacher. I know he will get another opportunity right away. I look forward to it. If you're a Tennessee Titans fan, and you heard this from Amy Adams, she said the fans have felt the losses. She said the fans feel it. What did she do, an informal poll? I don't know. Did the Tennessee Titans send out a poll to season ticket holders? Did you have to, you know, click your email and open it up and go, hey, do I like Vrabel? Yes or no? I like you asking them out on a date. How did you ascertain what the fans feel? I think most of the fans would be realistic that, damn it, we just got Will Levis. Can we try and build with him? This sucks. And she actually continued on. It wasn't just about the last two losing seasons. She was asked, when did you make the decision to get rid of Mike Vrabel?
It wasn't a last night or a month ago or whenever. It's just kind of been all season watching, and it was difficult, but I thought it was time to make that change.
These are empty words. He had a rookie quarterback out there towards the end. You got Ryan Tannehill, whose ankle is holding on by a thread. You got a rookie quarterback. And so throughout the course of the season, you want to get rid of Mike Vrabel? And yeah, sure, Derrick Henry might be on out the door, but did you talk to him? Taylor Lewan might be a free agent, but did you talk to him? Who the hell did you ask? I mean, what is she? Is she a football mind? I don't want to say I feel bad, not for Mike Vrabel, not at all. I feel bad for the Titans fans. They deserve so much more better than this crap. And then it went into the whole, well, did you consider trading the coach? Well, if you were going to get rid of Mike Vrabel, why didn't you try to trade him? I mean, there's so many teams. You heard it from Taylor Lewan. There's so many teams that want Mike Vrabel. Why didn't you try to trade him? Listen to this dumb answer.
Yes, there was. But there's a bit of misconception about a coach's contract, say, versus a player's contract. A coach's contract, you can't trade them unless they're a willing partner to that trade. So, yes, we thought about it, But at the end of the day, with league rules the way they are, it would have maybe put us back 3 weeks. And, you know, honestly, to get the right head coach, I was just not willing to go to the back of the line and take a chance of missing out on someone we really wanted.
Oh, come on. Someone you really wanted? Who's going to be the next head coach? Somebody that Rand Carthen goes ahead and bullies around? Who's going to be the next head coach? Not anyone, I assume, with the pedigree of Mike Vrabel. Not a player who has the respect of, I don't know, a Taylor Lewan and a Derrick Henry, two of their best players in their organization's history, especially since they moved over from Houston into Tennessee. You're going to find a head coach who won 3 championships? You're going to find a head coach who was, I don't know, under that Bill Belichick guy? We'll get into him. Someone who went to an AFC championship game when he basically arrived on the scene? This is one of the dumbest head coaching decisions that I've seen in the NFL in recent memory. This is exactly what some people would want to happen up in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin. This is what I would be saying, even though I'd be a little bit more hardcore about it, if the Steelers got rid of Mike Tomlin and said, yeah, well, we didn't win the Super Bowl, going and having a positive record or non-losing record for 17 seasons wasn't good enough. We wanted to fire him. The Titans are dumb. I've drawn that conclusion today. They don't know how good they had it. They don't know how lucky they were to have the success that they did off the backs of Derrick Henry and Mike Vrabel. Good luck moving forward with whatever young hotshot you bring in. I've lost respect for the Tennessee Titans, their ownership. I don't know what the hell Amy Adams is doing. It has nothing to do with being a woman, but damn it, this is a poor job, period. The only way Mike Vrabel does not coach next year, next season, is if Mike Vrabel doesn't want to coach. As Taylor Lewan said, he's going to have options. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not surprised they got rid of him. We've heard about it. Tennessee Titans have moved into a dumb owner territory. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have 6 head coaching vacancies in the NFL. I'm going to give you some thoughts on where Mike Vrabel might end up. And then speaking of the Steelers, they decided on their quarterback for their wild card playoff game. No surprise or no shock there. I'll tell you it is on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour. All in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, I told you that Mike Vrabel has been given the boot as the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. My conclusion, the Tennessee Titans are dumb as hell. Amy Adams, I don't know who's advising her, but oh my God, we only won 6 games. Oh my God, the year before we only won 7 games. Do you understand why you won any games? It's Derrick Henry and the head coach. Have you heard what some of the players, some of the best players at their positions have said about Mike Vrabel, that he's a leader of men and that plenty of teams are going to clamor after him? Why do you let him walk out the door? Well, because of politics, internal politics, because you're stupid. Anyway, in seconds, I'm going to tell you about someone he's not going anywhere. He's not a coach, he's a player, and he's actually going to get a start this upcoming Sunday. But before I do that, I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union. who proudly serves the armed forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Michigan defensive back Michael Sanders still sealed the national championship for the Wolverines by intercepting Michael Penix Jr.'s fourth down pass and returning it down, all the way down, to Washington's 8-yard line with under 5 minutes left in the game. The nickelback, he finished the game with 8 total tackles as Michigan won their first national championship since 1997. Yeah, Michigan's defense went to work. Now, let me tell you about, speaking of defense, this part sucks. I'm talking about the Steelers. Someone who's not going anywhere for the Steelers. I know they could be one game away from their season coming to a close as Pittsburgh gets ready to take on the Buffalo Bills this upcoming Sunday. Mike Tomlin now finishes with another season with an above 500 record, 17 of them. Tom Landry, 21. Bill Belichick, 19. Not bad company to keep. Mike Tomlin told everybody, and this is not a surprise because they've won 3 straight games with this man behind center. He said Mason Rudolph is going to be our guy. Let's listen to the oh-so-ever-aggressive at the press conference, Mike Tomlin.
At the quarterback position, we'll stay with Mason Rudolph, much like in the spirit of in which we worked a week ago. We're just simply staying with the hot hand and not disrupting the apple cart. We've been in some tough circumstances. He's delivered. We've delivered.
Man, every time Mike Tomlin speaks, it's like he wants to punch somebody in the face. Every time Mike Tomlin speaks, it doesn't matter if he's talking about bacon cupcakes or he's talking about his quarterback. He speaks with passion. He speaks with conviction. He gets right to the point. Unfortunately, he had to share some bad news as well. And that's TJ Watt, who led the NFL again, the third damn time in sacks with 19 of them. He's not going to be playing. We will not see TJ Watt running around trying to bring Josh Allen down to the dirt, down to the turf, because he has a knee injury. His brother JJ sat on CBS on Sunday and said he has an MCL sprain, that he needs some rest and some time to recover. And I'm sorry, when you're in the playoffs, you don't got no time. The next time we will likely see a TJ Watt in a Steelers uniform will probably be next year. And the Steelers, they have dealt with a multitude of injuries. Minkah Fitzpatrick has been out for weeks here. DeMonte Casey, we know about that suspension after he laid out Michael Pittman Jr., even though I have no idea, you know, where the hell he was supposed to hit him. And the Steelers, yeah, they've gotten into the playoffs. But Buffalo, they're on a roll right now. 5-game winning streak. If Pittsburgh can go up to Buffalo and beat the Bills with Mason Rudolph, then more power to him. I just don't see that happening. A rumor that also came down the pipe here, started to percolate over the past 24 hours, is that Mike Tomlin, regardless of what happens here with this season, not a Super Bowl if you ask me, not at all, that he might decide to hang him up after next season, that he's under contract for one more year, and that he might decide to just walk away. He's been doing this for 17 years. He took over for Bill Cowher. He won that Super Bowl right out of the gate. Maybe it's time to walk away. And we've heard this from younger coaches. We know Mike Tomlin, one of the youngest to ever do it. Sean McVay having to let everybody know that he's going to stay. Mike Tomlin here in his mid-50s, is he going to stick around? Is it time for him to walk away? I like Mike Tomlin, though. At least the Steelers are smart enough not to dump a smart head coach that the players like, love, appreciate, and want to play for. Maybe the Tennessee Titans can take a page out of the Steelers' book. It's if they were smart. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Alaska and talk to Adrian. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Adrian?
Man, what's going on, brother? Talk to me, man.
But you call me. What's on your mind?
Man, okay. You remember what I said about that Michigan matchup?
I don't, Adrian. Refresh my memory.
Oh, my. All right, brother. You were like, all right. So I was like, if Michigan gets up at least 2 scores, they're going to manage that clock. and they're just going to run it out, man. And then I said the defense is going to beat up Penix in the third quarter. And if it gets bad, he's going to completely fall apart. And you see them holding his side and everything. It was bad. He was grimacing all night. Man, my hat's off to both sides. But, man, brother, man, I won. Well, I mean, you know I'm into the sports betting, man. Man, I probably won like $3,000 off that game. Just because I said, everybody's going to run to the window for Washington. They're going to throw their money and pour their money on Washington. And I knew Washington was a good team, but
Where the heck did this guy go? He hung up on himself. Did you drop the phone into the toilet? What are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Hey, Ryan Hickey, did he get abducted? Did he get eaten by a grizzly bear up in Alaska? Well, what happened to that guy?
Maybe a husky got him. I don't know.
Is Bullwinkle Canadian?
I think so. I think you're right.
Bullwinkle and Rocky and Bullwinkle, they're Canadian, right?
Yeah, the moose, right? Bullwinkle's the moose?
The moose, and then, yeah, Bullwinkle's the moose. And then Rocky is the, what are these, stupid squirrel? What is it?
Something like that, yeah.
A beaver? I don't know what he is.
Squirrel, maybe, I think.
Squirrel, beaver, flying rat. That's, it's just a flying-ass rat. Well, thank you, Adrian, for calling from Alaska. I don't know what the hell happened to him there. Maybe he dropped the phone. Adrian, and by the way, man, I can't remember everybody that I talked to. Not everybody. Not the only person I talked to from Alaska. And congratulations on winning the money. Yeah, sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. I'm glad that you walked away with some bread. If you want to impress me, you got to come to me with some lottery numbers, okay? I mean, anybody can sit around and say, I think this team is going to win, this team's going to lose. Nobody bats 1,000. You come through with some lottery numbers and tell me that you walked away with the mega or something like that. I hope Adrian is okay. He potentially got eaten by a moose, a bear. I don't know. Maybe Rich Ackerman has an answer here. Hey, Rocky, what the hell was he? Was he a beaver, a squirrel? He was squirrel, right?
Moose and squirrel.
he was a squirrel.
Yes, Boris Badenov always referred to him as Moose and Squirrel.
That's right.
His name was Rocket J. Squirrel.
That's right. Why did he got them big-ass beaver teeth?
I don't know. Yeah, that's the man who drew them.
Yeah, those some odd-looking characters. Boris with the mustache. It just,
Natasha?
Yeah, Natasha. I mean, these are a lot of characters that you couldn't... probably couldn't put them on TV in 2024.
Definitely not.
Not getting away with that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, wherever you're at. I hope that you don't get attacked by a moose or a flying squirrel. The phone lines are still open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about Michael Penix Jr. because he sure did get his ass whooped. And then I also have to tell you about another NFL team looking pretty silly right now because of their personnel decisions. As a matter of fact, they look pretty silly from their press conference. I'm talking about the Falcons. We'll hear from them. We'll hear from you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, a big shout out to my main man, Hines Ward. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, right before we went to break, we talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers going up into Buffalo for their wild card matchup this Sunday. And I got to tell you, the Pittsburgh Steelers could certainly use somebody like Hines Ward to go out there and crack some skulls. I don't think I've ever seen a more physical wide receiver. And now that I actually think about it, and this, I'm going to pose this question to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey here. Ryan, do you even hear the word physical associated with wide receivers anymore? It doesn't even happen.
Very rarely. It's like almost like a throwback breed, if you will. Like, as a Colts fan, I'll say that they talk about like that with Michael Pittman Jr., who, I mean, makes sense, physical, his dad being Michael Pittman. You know, that's a guy who I would not want to see in the hole, that's for sure. But it is, at this point, few and far between.
Yeah, when I think physical wide receivers, I'm thinking about somebody who's going to bully you out there. And I know DK Metcalf is probably, I would say at this stage of the NFL, unless I'm omitting a star or someone else, DK Metcalf is probably the most physically imposing and physical wide receiver in the game, and sometimes for all of the wrong reasons. We see DK Metcalf can certainly get baited into penalties, unsportsmanlike conduct. He wants to slap people. He gets wound up. But when I think about Hines Ward, this dude was he was out there beating up on linebackers. He was out there laying out cornerbacks. Like Hines Ward was a wide receiver. He might as well have been a defender out there laying folks out. So much love to Hines Ward. The Steelers can use him this upcoming Sunday night. Bad news I must share with everyone here. And maybe not so much bad news, because I already said that this game is going to stink. Well, at least it's probably going to stink from a Dolphins perspective. And that happens to be the wild card matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins. It's going to take place in Kansas City. We've unfortunately gone through the injuries that the Dolphins are dealing with. I mean, more recently, Chubb is out. You think about a high ankle sprain with Jalen Waddle. Tyreek Hill busted up, too. It was only a couple of weeks ago that he went out there and had a shoulder injury. And so the wheels are starting to fall off just a little bit for these Miami Dolphins. And maybe you won't have an opportunity to watch it. Why? Because this game is going to now be exclusively on Peacock. Yeah, it's going to be on Peacock. If you want to sit down and watch this game live on your local NBC station, you better live in the Kansas City or Miami local regions. Peacock paying $110 million, 1 year deal to have exclusive rights to the Saturday night 8 p.m. game for Wild Card Weekend. And there we have it. I'll still be tuning in, and I have Peacock. People who won't have an opportunity to watch. Even some of the Kansas City Chiefs decided to go online. Defensive end Charles Omenihu, he decided to go on X, and he said, "Us playing on Peacock only is insane. I won't lie. This is the world that we live in." I don't want to call it a stupid decision. People are still going to tune in. You know, if Peacock is going to offer some type of short-term exclusive, and people will buy it and maybe get conned and suckered into paying for it, you know, I don't know, $10, $15 a month. But this is where we're at. I mean, if you think about television distribution for the NFL, Hickey, help me out here if I miss a team. Not a team, but a distributor. You ready? The NFL comes on ESPN, CBS, of course, Fox, NBC, Peacock, Amazon, Nickelodeon, Univision, Universal. Did I miss anything?
I think you covered all the bases. Yeah, it's on Hulu.
NFL Network. They're owned and operated. That is counting. What is that? That's 9 different stations, channels, distributors that broadcast NFL games. And I said Amazon, right?
You did.
I don't know how much this stuff is. How much is Amazon a month? $15? $20?
Something like that. $10 maybe? $10.99? $12.99? Something like that? Prime? I'm not sure.
I don't know either. They take all my money, man. I don't know. Peacock takes my money. Amazon takes my money. This is almost as bad as Major League Baseball saying, let's put on a game on Peacock at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Who the hell is tuning in to sit down and watch Sunday morning baseball? Not me. Not at all. Bad decisions, but that's the way the world is. Everything is basically streaming. Speaking of bad decisions, I told you about the Tennessee Titans making a terrible one. And I want to tell you this. In about, let's say about 40 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with someone very familiar with the inner workings of the Tennessee Titans. Paul Kuharsky is going to join us. This man covered the Titans while they were transitioning from Houston to Tennessee. He has a unique perspective. He's going to come through and drop us some knowledge. And I want to see if what I've been saying makes some sense. But since we're on the theme here of stupid franchises, I don't think I'm going to make myself any friends here in Atlanta, Georgia. My apologies way ahead of time to the Atlanta Falcons. Because Arthur Blank is an amazing owner. He's an amazing person. He seems like it. I don't know what he does when he goes into his billion-dollar lair here in Atlanta, Georgia. I have no idea. We do know that the Falcons just got rid of Arthur Smith. Three straight seasons of seven victories. Unfortunately for the fans of the Falcons, they had to sit down and watch Desmond Ridder try to throw a football. Heinicke then got that next chance and opportunity. The year before that, it was Marcus Mariota. Nobody wants to see this dude. And then Matt Ryan, on the way out the door, he basically left because of the open flirtation with Deshaun Watson. And so Arthur Blank has moved on. Terry Fontenot is the general manager. And the president is a gentleman by the name of Rich McKay. And one thing that we learned here over the past several days is that with the Atlanta Falcons, the general manager isn't picking the players. The general manager isn't just picking the coach. He operates in his own lane. Terry Fontenot didn't have a damn thing to do with Arthur Smith because they both reported to the president, who basically ran it up the flagpole to Arthur Blank. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, if that doesn't sound silly. The last time I looked, the general manager should be pretty much overseeing the entire squad. And yeah, no problem if you want to have that person then report to a president. But why have two folks with potentially two different agendas kind of run things up? The buck has to stop with somebody, not the coach doing what he wants to do, the general manager running personnel, and then the president putting in his sense. Like, there's too many cooks in the kitchen. And then it goes up to Arthur Blank. Terrible decision. Getting rid of Arthur Smith, smart move. The structure of the organization, bad. Bad idea. And if you wanted to know how much of a bad idea the structure of the organization is, that wasn't the only interesting tidbit. As people looked around and said, the head coach got fired, where's the GM? He was also asked, Arthur Smith, about not going after Lamar Jackson. People here in Atlanta were pining for this man. They were looking at him going, oh my God, we had Michael Vick to bring in a Lamar Jackson would change the energy in the city up. And Arthur Smith, well, not Arthur Smith, he got fired. Arthur Blank, the owner, he gave his answer as to why they didn't pursue Lamar.
I don't think so. I mean, it's easy to say yes, you know, looking given his year, he's obviously an incredible player. We did not have the cap space. I think the coaching staff felt, coaching personnel, all of us felt collectively, but certainly Coach and Terry, that, you know, we felt we had an answer in Ridder, a younger player without, you know, that kind of contract that would have kept us from actually building the team we wanted to build. Let's stay the course. Let's continue to pursue the vision that we have now, continue to build a roster, build this foundation offensively and defensively, and go from there. It's not a criticism of Lamar. You know, you can debate whether or not he would have really been available or not. You know, who knows whether they would have matched whatever offers are on the table.
Have I missed something here? Maybe I have the timeline incorrect. I very well might. Weren't y'all trying to get Deshaun Watson? Didn't Deshaun Watson kind of leave you at the altar because the Browns, another stupid decision, decided to make every single dollar of his contract guaranteed? So Lamar Jackson would have been too rich. Yeah, at his current contract, paying him $52 million a year. Yeah, probably. But Deshaun Watson, if you're going to go for him, you couldn't go for Lamar. And then to hear the name, oh, man, we thought that we could do it on the cheap with Desmond Ridder. Did you see Desmond Ridder play? I feel like some of these owners are just completely tone deaf. Are they tone deaf? Are they not paying attention? Are they not locked in? Do they just hear what people say? Do they ignore what the fans think? And yeah, we got fans who say crazy things. I don't think Arthur Blank is scrolling through Twitter to see what Falcons Nation thinks. I don't think so. But it'd be nice if they were a little bit more connected to reality, because they are certainly out of touch. And you know what? I guess I'd be out of touch, too. If I was the founder of Home Depot, if I were 81 years old, if I had a net worth of about $8 to $9 billion, yeah, I think I'd be out of touch, too. Let's keep in mind, these NFL teams, they play things, they're toys. For some of these owners, more so than others. Daniel Snyder certainly looked at the Washington Commanders as his personal pet project. He looked at it as his personal resort. Invited partners and sponsors to hang out with the cheerleaders so he could pal around and say, yeah, I own the team. Arthur Blank, not a jerk. Doesn't come across that way. But man, between him and then what we heard from Amy Adams and getting rid of Mike Vrabel, bad idea. Bad idea. NFL coaches detached from reality. But I guess a couple billions of dollars will do that for you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got so much more to do as the show continues on. If you want to talk to me, the number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've talked about some ridiculous statements by some owners. You can look to Arthur Blank. You can look at Amy Adams. When we come back, we're going to get into Michael Penix Jr., what his future might look like. And someone who's known to make a few ridiculous statements is Jameis Winston. The Saints just beat the Falcons, and Jameis helped cause a little bit of controversy at the end of the game. We'll talk about that. Paul Kuharsky will join us as well in about 30 minutes to take a look at what the hell is going on with the Titans and why they got rid of Coach Vrabel. We'll talk about Belichick. He is a head coach who has not been given the boot. Draymond Green in the news with his return. Kevin Durant sharing some words as well. Ja Morant hurt. We got a lot to do. Moving into the second half, it's the JR Sport Brief Show. Here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Everyone has an iconic New York theater experience they're dying to cross off their bucket list. And the easiest way to do that is through TodayTix. TodayTix is a better way to experience culture with tickets to the best entertainment New York City has to offer, including Broadway tickets up to 40% off. Forget the long standby lines and braving Midtown just to enter a lottery. With TodayTix, you book your tickets right from your phone. No travel or waiting required. Book your show in advance or even day of if you're feeling spontaneous. TodayTix also gives you access to limited time offers, lotteries to sold out shows, and discounted same day tickets in cities around the world. From musicals to museums, you can find tickets for everyone. And TodayTix is here to make it easy and affordable. Visit todaytix.com/odyssey or download the TodayTix app and get $20 off your first purchase with code Odyssey. That's promo code Odyssey for an additional $20 off your purchase on the app or at todaytix.com/odyssey.